The Power FM Brekkie Show.
I've got a special guest joining me in the studio from Red Cross Blood, Colin Littlejohn. Nat, how you doing this morning, Colin?
Very good, thank you.
So people have probably heard on the radio or seen it when they're out and about, but COVID-19 has thrown a lot of things for six this year, and one of the big ones is donations being down for blood and plasma donations. And the need for donations certainly hasn't gone down. The need for blood hasn't gone down, but with donations dropping off, it's put us in quite a, I guess, dire position.
Well, we're all right at the moment, but our big time is between Christmas and New Year, because you've got to understand, like, whole blood only lasts for 42 days, and the platelets, like the little band-aids that stop us from bleeding, they only last for 5 days. So we've got to have a constant supply all the time.
Yeah, and like you say, this time of year is a slower time of year for donations, and because the year as a whole has been a little bit different, I guess the concern is that there won't be the donations needed to supply with the demand that's necessary.
That's right. And we were actually doing a bit of a promo with Vic Roads to, you know, about road accidents over Christmas. You know, that's a need. But people don't understand that road accidents only are 2% of what we supply.
Yeah.
So most of our supplies, over 35%, are for cancer patients.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I imagine in that regard, that's an ongoing thing. That's not like a one-off treatment.
No. See, some of the people that donate plasma, which is like a straw-coloured fluid, they do that every 2 weeks.
Mm.
We need 5 of those donations to make up one dose for a cancer patient.
Is that right?
So, and some of these people are having a dose every 2 weeks. So,
yeah.
You know, you've got to understand it's a lot. But as we say, every time you donate, you save 3 lives.
Yeah, well, that's the takeaway from this. It's such a generous, wholesome thing that you can do that doesn't really take that much of your time. The thing I love about, I'll bring this up every time we chat, is that you get treated like a kid on their birthday when you go and donate blood. You get treated to little goodies, to cupcakes, to juice. It's a good experience. It makes you feel good about yourself. And the thought that you are potentially helping, you know, 3 different people, I think it's a good thing. And especially at the moment when we are trying to be more mindful of ways that we can look out for one another.
Yeah. Well, even at the moment, we give you a little gift tag to put on the Christmas tree to say,
nice.
Colin, I've donated blood on your behalf or whatever. So that's just it's a free present to give someone. And when you're talking about the COVID stuff, so we're very conscious. You're only allowed into our centres if you've booked and have an appointment. We only allow people in there with an appointment. You've temperature checked when you get in. We ask a series of questions, obviously, and then the same procedures, and all the equipment's cleaned down regularly.
And speaking of the questions, I know there are a few things that might mean you can't donate blood right away, like, for example, if you've been overseas or if you've been unwell. One of the ones that has changed recently for donating plasma is if you've had a tattoo.
Absolutely. So that's a really big announcement. So there's no deferral now for donating plasma if you've been inked in a registered tattoo parlor. So that's fine. So all those people out there, come in and donate plasma, because I'm pretty sure you're not afraid of needles.
Yeah, no, not if you've had a tat. Now, if people are new to this, if they haven't donated blood and they've thought, you know what, I need to do this, I want to do this, what is the best first point of contact? Where's the best place for people to go?
Go to our website, which is donateblood.com.au. There's a simple questionnaire there. Go through that, see if you're eligible. You know, it might be things like if you had a cold and flu, or you travel, or you've been certain places. So they're just simple questions. Once you've done that, you can either register online, you can ring 13 14 95, or you can download our app, Donate Blood, and away you go.
Yeah, you were just telling me about that before we got on air. I don't have the app on my phone, but you were saying how it's super handy for things like tracking your own appointments, but also for finding appointments on the spur of the moment. If you are at the centre and you can't obviously go in without the appointment, that you might be able to find one nice and handy on the app.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is good, and we are getting better. Like, once you've donated, as we said, you'll get a text to say where your blood's been used. And that's just a nice reminder of why you're doing it.
Yeah, why it's so important. Otherwise, you know, it's this thing you do and then you kind of forget about. But to have that reminder that it does make a real world difference, I think it's a cool thing.
And just remember, with plasma, you can donate every 2 weeks. So it's a regular thing. And as you say, you come in, it's a very relaxed environment. There's TVs there, there's free Wi-Fi, and we feed you after you've donated it. And it only takes an hour and a half of your time.
Yeah. If you want to find out more or to make an appointment, you can head to donateblood.com.au. Colin Littlejohn, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for your time.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.